Good morning, Running from Diabetes. This is Kevin Kilograms. And my audio journal of me dealing with diabetes as I train for endurance sports. Today is we're just doing a 9 miler. We're on the back half of a 9 miler. A couple miles to go. Finish off. This bike trail is busy. How you doing? Busy. Dog walkers, runners, cyclists. I haven't seen it this busy. I don't think ever. And I've been doing this bike trail forever. Well, this is a test of a new set of headphones. They're called Air Drives. And they sit sort of in front and over the ear. Not totally over the ear. And they loop around to hold them in place. And they're specifically designed for the athlete in mind. There are two benefits there. A little bit more indestructible and water resistant. And the other thing is that they, although they play music into your ear, they're not like the sound canceling headphones or earbuds or ones that go in your ear and just absorb all the sound. These are designed specifically to allow music to get in, and you still hear the walk back, come on honey, you still hear what's around you, and I can hear footsteps approaching from runners from behind, and the gear, you know, the meshing sound that cyclists make from either their gearing or their, if they have bigger tires, the whining sound. But I was missing a ton of people saying things to me. It's really funny. You know, I get a lot of waves and I get a lot of thumbs up and people saluting when I'm running by with my flag. But a lot of these heavy-duty cyclists, you know, they'll say something not very, that's audible if you're not wearing headphones, but completely audible. But when I was wearing the sound sensing or sound deadening ones, they didn't hear a thing. And now I'm really surprised. Might be just the fact that it's the end of June and everybody's getting into the summer spirit and we're heading to, you know, I ran to the beach and back, so everybody's down at the beach. How you doing? So we'll see how the mic is. That's an important feature. If the mic works out pretty decent, I might have to figure out a different way to pin this. I don't think this one's pinning as well. And
morning.
Might have a, you know, rubbing noise like the last one did. And if that's the case, hopefully it's not too bad and I can produce the show. Or, I don't know, doing these twice, I guess not a ton of work, as I don't do a lot of editing and whatnot. All it is just recording and maybe a little editing with cutting out a lot of dead noise. Or a heavy-duty wind. If I can figure out an edit spot. Oop, we're supposed to be running. So, last week I talked about being mortal. The other end of the spectrum of being mortal is having motivation and discipline in order to accomplish this. One of the things I've learned is even if it's a sport you love, you have to have some type of a motivation to keep you out there, because, you know, if not, I think you choose to, well, you don't physically choose, but your body will choose the path of least resistance. Now your motivation could be as simple as you're on a team and they're counting on you, which is great for team sports. A lot of adults sign up for the softball or soccer leagues. But running, unless you're part of a group, it's kind of difficult to get a team going. I prefer to run by myself. And so I'm getting a little upset in the stomach, trying a new drink here, Amino Vital. And I don't know if it's that or the fact that it's time for me to take another couple swigs. So when you run, what's your motivation? Well, obviously when I first started, it was to get healthy. And although an important motivator, it's ambivalent, or it's not ambivalent, it's ambiguous. I think that would be a good word for it. Sort of just out there. There's really no check and balance to it. How do you know when you've arrived? Are you improving or getting closer to it when you've arrived? Or if you think you've arrived, what do you do then? A lot of people use time goals to keep themselves... Ooh, that was a heck of a hill. How you doing? Keep their running so they train to go faster and faster. I kind of like going faster and faster, but I am so far in the back of the pack that... Excuse me, I'm going to take a... Come on, honey. That the only person I race against is myself. And this training around, this time around, I'm not shooting for a PR. I got so much, how you doing? So much sweat that there's like raindrops coming off my brim of my hat. So I'm having troubles determining a sufficient motivator. You know, after my first marathon, or up until my first marathon, it was to run the marathon. You know, wow, that's a pretty substantial motivator to be able to say I'm a marathoner. Second one, as funny as this sounds, and maybe it's probably me, you know, nobody, you know, the percentage of people that have run marathons are, you know, slim and nil. At least that's what we're all told. I believe it. It's not a thing that most people jump out and do. But the once you go to a marathon, people start seeing the medal hanging on your desk. At the time I had a cubicle, so I hung it on my cubicle. Or it's mentioned in a party. Everybody comes out of the woodwork. Oh, I ran a marathon. I ran a marathon. I ran a marathon. Oh, I was 16. I ran a marathon. I ran a marathon 20 years ago. I ran a marathon. So you find a few marathon runners, and then you find a lot. And one thing I noticed that distinguished the few was nobody had run a second one. So I laced up my shoes and went out and ran a second one. Just so I wasn't in the group. After the second one, the pain wasn't nearly as difficult. Wasn't. I don't want to say it was easier. I think the amount of what you go through physically stays the same. You can improve slightly upon it by having a better nutrition base and a little bit better training, but I've run quite a few now and they've all been about the same physically. What changes is your ability to deal with it mentally. It's kind of like a that'll be a good way to kind of point out. Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile. Nobody had done it up to then. The moment he had done it, it happened 3 or 4 times right after that, including him breaking it a second time. And now, it's common practice. I don't think anybody got figured out a way to run a mile a different way. They go through the same thing Roger Bannister did and everybody before him. I just think they mentally were able to wrap their head around the idea of breaking 4 minutes. And once they were able to do that, They were able to tell their body to do it. That's kind of like you hit that hard point on the course, whether you call it a marathon or the wall, or you call it the breakdown. I tell people it happens around mile 20. Someone hands me a refrigerator every time. Can't figure out, but if I find that guy when I'm not running, give them a piece of my mind. That's what that pain feels like. It's just like someone hands me a refrigerator and tells me to run with it. Somehow I go from this really high at mile 16 to a complete low between 18 and 21. And then it just ebbs and flows up and down from there, but doesn't come back to the super high and maybe till you finish. So now that I finished several marathons, and obviously I'm heading into this next one, I'm having trouble determining what my motivation is. Getting out and running because you love to run, again, ambiguous. Want to stay healthy, again, ambiguous. So, obviously I've incorporated some charity work to compensate for that, and I will not, maybe someday. I'm not going to try to raise money over this. This is just my own little thing, and if people that are listening, hope you get something out of it. But personally, if I was at a show and it was going after that, I would be editing and putting music in and maybe offering better information as opposed to me just rambling on. Oop, there we go. So, well, that solved that problem. That stomach pain I had was just asking for something to, a couple shots of liquid, and it's gone away. Then the other one, which is akin but definitely different, being discipline. If motivation gets you, gives you the will to do it, the want to do it, discipline keeps you on track. Makes you write a training plan down and get up and do that 3-mile maintenance run at 5:30 in the morning, because nobody wants to run 3 miles at 5:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. Funny thing is, once you get to about mile two, it's actually a pretty nice run, but getting up in the dark. So this is my fight this week.
What do you want to say?
Thank you. Is to get a motivator. I have a substantial amount of discipline.
Hello, buddy.
Thanks, man. Substantial amount of discipline if it's something obtainable. Even when it wasn't obtainable in my mind, it was completely unobtainable, which is like running a marathon, doing an Ironman, running an ultra.
Hey, how you doing?
They were pretty far-fetched ideas for an old fat diabetic cancer survivor, but I've never been one to tell myself I couldn't. So maybe I'll keep working on that and tell you guys later. But as it stands, I'm utilizing my discipline to make sure I get out for these runs, even though the motivation seems to be lagging. I'm utilizing the ambiguous ones, and even the got a marathon coming up in October, but well, like I said, I've been rambling on long enough. I will catch you guys next time.